Welcome to the sprawl. Connection established.
Welcome back to Secure by Design. I'm Pax, and today we're tackling something that's probably happening in your organization right now, even if you don't know it. AI shadow IT. Your employees are feeding corporate data into ChatGPT, Claude, and dozens of other AI tools you haven't approved, haven't secured, and can't see. Let's talk about how to find it, measure it, and stop it before it becomes a breach. Section: The scale of AI shadow IT. What you don't know is hurting you. Let me be blunt. If you think you have visibility into AI tool usage across your enterprise, you're almost certainly wrong. Recent telemetry from major DLP vendors shows that 68% of enterprise employees have used unauthorized AI tools for work purposes, with 40% doing so weekly. The average Fortune 500 company has between 45 and 120 distinct AI services touching corporate data, and IT typically knows about fewer than 15. This isn't your grandfather's shadow IT. When employees spun up unauthorized Dropbox accounts a decade ago, the risk was data sprawl and compliance headaches. AI shadow IT is fundamentally different because the data flows are bidirectional and the tools learn. Every prompt containing sensitive information becomes training data, competitive intelligence, or worse, potential fodder for model extraction attacks. The attack surface expansion is staggering. Consider a single marketing analyst who copies customer segmentation data into Claude to generate campaign ideas. That single action potentially exposes PII to a third-party model, creates a compliance violation under GDPR Article 44, and provides competitive intelligence about your customer base. Multiply this by thousands of employees across hundreds of AI tools, and you begin to understand the scope. MITRE Atlas Technique AML.T0025 exfiltration via ML Inference API directly addresses this vector. Your employees aren't malicious actors, but they're executing the same data exfiltration patterns that adversaries would use, just without the stealth. The difference is intent, not impact. Detection is complicated by several factors. AI services operate over standard HTTPS, making protocol-based blocking ineffective. Many AI tools are embedded within legitimate productivity suites: Microsoft Copilot, Google Gemini, Notion AI. And browser-based tools leave minimal endpoint forensic artifacts compared to installed applications. Here's my take on this. Your employees aren't malicious, but they're executing the same data exfiltration patterns as adversaries. The difference is intent, not impact. Section: Technical detection, building visibility into AI data flows. Effective AI shadow IT detection requires a multi-layer approach. Network-based detection alone is insufficient, but it's where we start. Modern CSP and SWG solutions can identify AI service connections through domain classification, but the real value comes from payload inspection and behavioral analysis. For network layer detection, implement SSL inspection with specific focus on known AI API endpoints. Here's a baseline detection rule for Suricata that flags potential AI API submissions. Code example shown in the article. Endpoint telemetry provides richer context. EDR solutions can monitor clipboard operations, tracking when sensitive data patterns, credit card numbers, SSNs, API keys, are copied and subsequently submitted via browser. Windows Event ID 4663, Object Access, combined with browser network activity, creates a correlation opportunity. The most effective detection combines network metadata with DLP content inspection. Configure your DLP solution to generate high-fidelity alerts when sensitive data categories intersect with AI service destinations. Symantec DLP, Microsoft Purview, and Forcepoint all support custom destination categories. Create one specifically for AI services and populate it aggressively. API-level monitoring catches what network inspection misses. If your organization uses a SIEM with cloud-native integrations, query browser telemetry for patterns like code example shown in the article. This surfaces heavy AI users by department, enabling targeted policy enforcement and training. Here's my take on this. Network detection alone won't cut it. You need endpoint telemetry watching clipboard operations combined with DLP content inspection at AI service destinations. Section, risk quantification. Mapping AI shadow IT to NIST AI RMF. Visibility without risk quantification is just surveillance. Security architects need to translate AI shadow IT telemetry into business risk language that resonates with executive leadership. The NIST AI Risk Management Framework provides the structure. Map detected AI shadow IT activities to NIST AI RMF categories. Under govern, unauthorized AI usage indicates policy gaps. Either policies don't exist, aren't communicated, or lack enforcement mechanisms. Under map, each unauthorized tool represents an unmapped AI system interacting with your data ecosystem. Under measure, you lack performance and impact metrics for tools you don't control. Quantify data exposure using a tiered classification approach. Tier 1, critical source code, authentication credentials, encryption keys, M&A documentation. Tier 2, high customer PII, financial data, strategic planning documents, security configurations. Tier 3, medium internal communications, project documentation, vendor contracts. Tier 4, low public information, marketing materials, general business correspondence for each AI shadow IT incident. Classify the data tier and calculate exposure value. A single Tier 1 exposure to an unauthorized AI service may warrant immediate incident response. Aggregate Tier 3 exposures create cumulative risk that demands policy intervention. OWASP LLM Top 10 Risk LLM 06, Sensitive Information Disclosure, maps directly to AI Shadow IT. Your risk register should include a specific entry for unauthorized AI tool usage, with likelihood based on detection telemetry and impact based on data classification analysis. Build a monthly AI Shadow IT risk scorecard that tracks total unique AI services detected, volume of data submitted by classification tier, repeat offenders by department, and trend analysis. Present this to your CISO monthly. The numbers tell a compelling story that anecdotes cannot. Here's my take on this. Translate your detection telemetry into NIST AI RMF categories and data exposure tiers. Executives respond to quantified risk, not technical findings. Section, containment strategies. Technical controls that actually work. Policy without enforcement is wishful thinking. Technical containment of AI shadow IT requires layered controls that balance security with productivity. Because if you simply block everything, users will find workarounds you can't detect. Start with DNS layer blocking for known AI services, but do it intelligently. Create three categories: blocked, no business justification; monitored, allowed with logging; and sanctioned, approved with SSO integration. Your blocked list should include consumer AI services with no enterprise agreements, personal ChatGPT, consumer Claude, Perplexity, without enterprise licensing. Implement browser isolation for AI interactions. Solutions like Menlo Security, Zscaler Browser Isolation, and Island can create policy-controlled browser environments where AI tools operate in sandboxed containers. Data copy-paste restrictions in these environments prevent bulk data submission while allowing legitimate research use. For sanctioned AI tools, enforce authentication through your identity provider. This accomplishes several goals. It creates an audit trail, enables session-based DLP policies, and prevents credential sharing. Configure conditional access policies requiring managed devices, compliant security posture, and specific group membership. Data loss prevention policies need AI-specific tuning. Traditional DLP rules generate excessive false positives when applied to AI interactions because conversational prompts naturally contain fragments of sensitive information. Create AI-specific policies with higher confidence thresholds and context-aware exceptions. Code example shown in the article, network segmentation provides defense in depth. Consider routing AI service traffic through a dedicated proxy tier with enhanced logging and inspection capabilities separate from general web traffic. Here's my take on this. Create three categories: blocked, monitored, and sanctioned. Then enforce authentication through your IDP for sanctioned tools to build audit trails without killing productivity. Section, building an AI acceptable use program. Technical controls fail without organizational alignment. An AI acceptable use program transforms shadow IT users into security partners. The key is making approved AI tools more attractive than unauthorized alternatives. Your AI acceptable use policy should address 5 core areas: approved tools and access procedures, data classification restrictions, prohibited use cases, incident reporting procedures, and consequences for violations. But policy alone changes nothing. The program requires training, tooling, and continuous improvement. Provision sanctioned AI tools through a self-service portal. When employees can get approved Claude or ChatGPT enterprise access within 24 hours, the motivation for shadow IT decreases dramatically. Partner with your procurement and legal teams to pre-negotiate enterprise agreements with major AI providers. The cost of enterprise licensing is trivial compared to a single data breach. Create role-based AI access tiers. Engineers might need code-capable models with elevated context windows. Marketing teams need creative tools with brand guideline integration. Legal needs document analysis capabilities with strict confidentiality controls. One-size-fits-all approaches drive shadow IT. Implement an AI tool request process that's fast and frictionless. If security review takes 6 weeks, employees won't wait. Target 72-hour turnaround for initial risk assessment, with expedited paths for tools already in your evaluated catalog. Maintain a living document of pre-approved AI services that departments can adopt without individual review. Training should be practical, not theoretical. Show employees exactly what data classifications they can and cannot submit to AI tools. Provide approved prompt templates for common use cases. Demonstrate how to sanitize sensitive information before AI submission. Make security the path of least resistance. Publish quarterly transparency reports showing AI usage statistics, blocked attempts, and policy updates. This builds trust and demonstrates that security is a partner, not an obstacle. Here's my take on this. Make approved AI tools more attractive than unauthorized alternatives. If your sanctioned tools are harder to access than shadow IT, you've already lost. Section: Incident response. When AI shadow IT becomes a breach. Despite preventive controls, AI shadow IT incidents will occur. Your incident response playbook needs AI-specific procedures that address the unique characteristics of data exposure through AI services. AI data exposure differs from traditional breaches in critical ways. Data submitted to AI services may persist in training datasets, conversation logs, or model weights. Containment is often impossible. You cannot unsubmit a prompt. Attribution is complicated by shared accounts and API key distribution. And the blast radius is unpredictable because you don't control how AI providers use submitted data. When an AI shadow IT incident is detected, immediate triage should assess. What data classification was exposed? Which AI service received the data? Does the service have enterprise data handling agreements? Is the exposure ongoing or historical? Are multiple users or departments affected? For Tier 1 data exposure to unauthorized AI services, invoke full incident response procedures. Contact the AI service provider's security team. Most major providers have dedicated channels for enterprise security concerns. Document the exact data submitted, timestamps, and user context. Engage legal to assess regulatory notification requirements under GDPR, CCPA, or industry-specific regulations. Post-incident analysis should update your detection rules and containment controls. If a new AI service bypassed your blocks, add it immediately. If a particular department shows pattern violations, implement additional controls and targeted training. Feed findings back into your AI shadow IT risk scorecard. Maintain an AI incident register separate from your general security incident log. Track patterns, which data types are most frequently exposed, which departments are highest risk, which AI services appear repeatedly. This intelligence drives strategic improvements to your AI governance program. Consider tabletop exercises specifically for AI data exposure scenarios. Walk through a situation where an engineer submits proprietary source code to an unauthorized AI coding assistant. Test your detection, response, legal notification, and communication procedures before a real incident demands them. Here's my take on this. You cannot unsubmit a prompt. containment is often impossible, so your IR playbook must focus on rapid assessment, regulatory notification, and feeding lessons back into detection. Before I wrap up, let me give you my top takeaways from today's deep dive. Takeaway 1. 68% of employees use unauthorized AI tools. Assume your enterprise has significant undetected AI shadow IT. Takeaway 2. Implement multi-layer detection combining network inspection, endpoint telemetry, and AI-specific DLP policies. Takeaway 3. Quantify risk using NIST AIRMF categories and data classification tiers to drive executive action. Takeaway 4. Create blocked, monitored, and sanctioned AI service categories with identity provider authentication for approved tools. Takeaway 5. Make sanctioned AI tools faster and easier to access than shadow alternatives. Friction drives circumvention. Look, AI shadow IT isn't going away. The productivity gains are too compelling, and your employees will find a way to use these tools whether you approve them or not. Your job isn't to block AI. It's to channel that usage through tools you control, with visibility you can trust, and policies that actually work. Build the detection, provision the sanctioned alternatives, and make security the path of least resistance. If you found value in today's episode, I'd ask you to consider donating whatever you can to keep Secure by Design running. Visit securebydesign.com. That's design with AZ at securebydesign.com. Until next time, stay vigilant, stay secure.
Welcome to the sprawl. Connection established.